The Holy Gospel appointed for the 17th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 14. When they came to Jesus, they saw a great crowd around him and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to Jesus and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, he throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him. And when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to him, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to trust and have faith in Jesus, especially when we are confronted by problems, troubles, trials, and tribulations in life. Therefore, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our minds to believe in Jesus, to have that trust and faith in Jesus. If you can, all things are possible to him who believes. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation this morning is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. Mark, the 9th chapter, with special attention to the following verses. "And when the Spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, 'How long has this been happening to him?' And he answered, 'Jesus, since childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us.' And Jesus said to him, 'If you can, all things are possible for one who believes.' Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, 'I believe. Help my unbelief.'" This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "I believe. Help my unbelief." What a challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship our Lord Jesus Christ and meditate on His holy word. Yes, I believe. Help my unbelief. Because that's precisely what happened to this father who wanted to believe in Jesus. Because he had a son who was very sick and possessed by an unclean spirit that made him mute and unable to speak. As a matter of fact, a great crowd came in and saw Jesus' disciples arguing with the religious leaders, the scribes. But as soon as the crowd saw Jesus coming toward him, they were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. So Jesus asked them the question, "What are you arguing about?" And someone in the crowd spoke up saying, "Teacher, I brought my son to you. For he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples for help to cast it out and they were not able to do it." And what was Jesus' response to them? We're told that Jesus said, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" In other words, how long am I going to put up with you? Because of your lack of faith and trust in me. Yes, how long is it going to take? In other words, Jesus is literally disappointed and quite frankly, irritated and annoyed at their lack of faith and trust in him, including his own disciples. So Jesus tells them immediately, "Bring him to me." And as soon as the spirit saw Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy. He fell to the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And then Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him? How long?" And the father said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But Lord, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." So Jesus responded to him immediately saying, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately the father cried out saying, "I believe, help my unbelief." "Yes, Lord, I want to believe in you, but I just don't know if I can do it." He truly and sincerely wanted to believe that Jesus had the power to heal his son. And yet he wasn't sure about it. When he said, "If, yes, if you can do anything to heal him." As a matter of fact, this is the only time during Jesus' 3-year public ministry that anyone had ever questioned or expressed any doubt on Jesus' ability to heal. It was then that Jesus finally rebuked the unclean spirit, saying, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, the spirit came out of him, and the father's son looked like a corpse, so that most of them standing around said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Yes, anything and everything is possible to those who believe. Have complete faith and trust in Jesus. But unfortunately today, sad to say,
There are far too many people who say that they believe and yet at the same time don't have enough faith and trust in Jesus to help them in their time of need. Does that sound familiar to you? Sometimes we do it, don't we? We push the panic button instead of going to the Lord in prayer, trusting in Him to help us. So people today act in the same way the Father did and usually end up saying, I believe, but help my unbelief. Or like most of them say, He is dead. Now what about us? What about us again here at Shepherd in the Pines? Do we believe? Do we really have faith and trust in Jesus? As we claim many a times? Or do we also give Jesus lip service? If you can, I believe, help my unbelief, or He is dead? This is especially true when things are going wrong for us. And we get the feeling that the whole world suddenly is crashing down on us. When we have our own doubts, fears, and questions, and don't have enough trust and faith in Jesus to help us in our time of need. Yes, it is always much easier to believe in Jesus as our Savior, the one who has come to bring us eternal salvation. But it is more difficult to believe in Jesus as our Lord, the one who can and will help us in our time of need. As a matter of fact, after Jesus entered the house, the disciples asked Him privately, why could we not cast it out? And what does Jesus say? This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Did you hear that? By prayer. The powerful words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians chapter 4, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Let your requests be made known to God. Because if you believe, if you really have faith and trust in Jesus, you will always have and you will always receive God's peace. As St. Paul writes, and the peace of God which passes all human understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, take it to the Lord in prayer. And if we have failed in the past to have more faith and trust in Jesus because of our unbelief, God forgives us again today as we repent and place our faith and trust in Jesus. The words of St. John in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit, not only to believe in Jesus as our Savior, but also as our Lord, the one who can, the one who will help us in our time of need with our problems, our troubles, our trials and tribulations in life. Whether it is a serious sickness in our family, or we are faced with a very serious financial crisis right now, whether it is a divorce, or problems or concerns about our children and grandchildren. Whatever it is, we should not fear or doubt, but to always believe in Jesus through prayer, that for God nothing is ever impossible if we place our faith and trust in Jesus. The words of Jesus Himself, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, what a friend we have in Jesus. And we love to sing it, don't we? What a friend we have in Jesus. And He is our friend, other than our Lord and Savior. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Yes, why could we not cast it out? Jesus told them, this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer. Yes, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. That is also true of us today. Just stop and think about it for just a moment. Why could we not get rid of our problems? Why could we not get rid of our troubles and trials and tribulations in life? The answer, because ours cannot be driven out by anything except by prayer. Did you get that message from Jesus today? Prayer. Pray continually. As Paul says, without ceasing. God bless you in your walk with Jesus, as you indeed place all of your faith and trust in Jesus for all your needs in life, whether spiritual or physical. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, unto life everlasting. Amen.